AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Local officials in Mariupol, Ukraine, say a Russian plane bombed a theater being used as a shelter. A satellite image Monday showed the word children in Russian in huge letters outside the building. It's not known how many people were killed.
These are atrocities. They're an outrage to the world. And the world is united in our support for Ukraine and our determination to make Putin pay a very heavy price.
A California judge ordered the release of an 18-minute long video taken by a highway patrol sergeant of other highway patrol officers wrestling with Edward Bronstein, who first refused to give a blood sample after he was arrested following a traffic stop nearly 2 years ago. The officers forced Bronstein to lie face down while handcuffed, during which he shouted he couldn't breathe. More than 11 minutes after his last scream, the officers began CPR. His family has filed a federal lawsuit alleging excessive force and violation of civil rights. They also want criminal charges in his death. Owners of homes built on a Louisiana landfill win a multi-million-dollar judgment.
5,000 residents of a New Orleans community built on a toxic landfill decades ago have won a $75.3 million court judgment against the city, the New Orleans Housing Authority, and the local school board. The ruling by State District Judge Nicole Shepard on Monday says the residents are entitled to the total amount for emotional distress and property damage, according to the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate. Two residential communities, Gordon Plaza and Press Park and Moton Elementary School, were built atop the former Agriculture Street landfill. Homes were built in the 1970s and 1980s and marketed to black, low, and middle-income residents who were not told the site was a one-time landfill. In 1994, after environmentalists raised concerns, the area was named a federal Superfund cleanup site. I'm Mike Rossia.
This is AP News. Actor Jussie Smollett has been released from the Cook County Jail, an appeals court ordering freed on bond after filing an appeal of his conviction for lying to police. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The saga began in January 2019 when Jussie Smollett, who is black and gay, reported he was the victim of a racist and anti-gay attack. That story didn't pan out, and after two Nigerian brothers testified that he staged the whole thing, he was convicted in January. Even as he was being led into lockup, Smollett proclaimed his innocence and said that if he died in jail, that it would be murder, not suicide.
Four people are dead following a 7.4 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Fukushima in northern Japan. Power knocked out. There was some damage to buildings. The region was devastated by a deadly 9.0 quake and tsunami 11 years ago, which caused a nuclear plant meltdown that left part of the area uninhabitable. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.